Mission Network News, 2-minute version, Friday, June 18th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. We begin today with a look at an amendment attached to the 2005 Defense Authorization Bill. The U.S. Senate voted this week to expand hate crimes legislation to include sexual orientation, gender, or disability. American Missionary Fellowship's Ed Henderson.
If it's anything like what we saw in Canada, even the mention of homosexualities in a perceived negative sense could be considered committing a hate crime, which, from an evangelical perspective, is very disturbing.
Henderson says prayer for the future of ministry is important. Next, Open Doors is growing more concerned over the future of an Indian Christian imprisoned in Saudi Arabia for 11 weeks. Religious police jailed Brian Savio O'Connor for spreading Christianity. There are reports of regular torture and beatings, and O'Connor remains in custody without trial or formal charges. In response, Open Doors launched a letter-writing campaign not only to support O'Connor, but also to let Saudi officials know thousands of Christians are aware of the situation. And home builders are using their skills to have an impact on outreach overseas. It's Hope International's House for Hope program. HI's Joel Anderson.
Basically, a builder builds a house. Hope works with them and invites their subcontractors and suppliers to donate labor and materials. The profits then are donated to Hope International, which fuels the growth of our ministries.
More builders are needed for the program. Hope International provides microloans, which helps families start businesses. The end result of the program is leading borrowers to Christ. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of Max Meyer's book, Riding the Heavens, from Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.